From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. Across the country, candidates and their parties are making a last-minute push to woo voters in an election that's expected to change the balance of power in Congress. Polls indicate Democrats will pick up enough seats to take control of the House of Representatives, but the battle for the Senate is still up in the air, with close races for Republican-held seats in Virginia, Maryland, Missouri, Montana, and Tennessee. In a moment, we'll take a look at how the changing political environment is redirecting the flow of campaign contributions. But first, a visit to Tennessee, where Democratic Congressman Harold Ford Jr. and Republican Bob Corker, the former mayor of Chattanooga, are locked in a nasty battle for the seat held by retiring Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist. Hot-button social issues like gay marriage, abortion, even pornography dominate the airwaves.
Harold voted 10 times for taxpayer-funded abortions. That's the real Harold Ford Jr.
Ford is fighting back.
I'm Harold Ford Jr., and now they've attacked my faith. Said I'm for gay marriage when I voted against it. For giving schoolgirls abortion pills. All of it lies. Here's what I believe. In God, in you, and a new direction. That's why I approve this message.
Both candidates emphasize their faith in this state where social values are a big part of the political debate, perhaps even more so this year with a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage on the Tennessee ballot. In one of his early campaign ads, Ford talks about growing up in church. An ad for Corker describes how he led a church mission trip. To find out whether the candidates are connecting with the faithful, we made a stop this week at the College Hills Church of Christ in Lebanon, Tennessee, just east of Nashville. We arrived just in time for the Wednesday night fellowship supper.
I was going to say, before politics, the most important thing is what's for dinner.
Chili and grilled cheese. Excuse me just a minute.
Church member Dan Wright, clad in a long white apron, moves quickly to put a tray of white bread into the oven. He pulls out a tray that's already toasted and stacks slices of American cheese on top.
My wife isn't here. She does the bulk of it. She had to run an errand. And you are getting the backup. Hey, she just left me. She said, if you can't handle grilled cheese, you have a problem.
Before long, he stacked 200 grilled cheese sandwiches while giving us an overview of the political landscape in Wilson County, Tennessee.
In the Bible Belt, conservative, you know, and that's, but that doesn't apply in all cases.
He explains that many people here will vote a split ticket, including himself. He supports Democrats at the local level and will vote to reelect Democratic Governor Phil Bredesen, but he's leaning Republican in the Senate race.
Have very much mixed feelings. My wife and I are talking about it. Just because we are traditionally Republican, we will probably vote Republican, but not necessarily because we like one over the other. But we're not in love with Bob Corker, who is running for Republican.
This area was once part of the solid Democratic South and is still represented by two Democratic congressmen. But in other national races, it has tilted Republican in recent years. It's here, in central Tennessee, where the Senate race is likely to turn. Ford is expected to do well in West Tennessee, around his hometown Memphis, the state's largest city, and Corker from Chattanooga is likely to carry East Tennessee. These voters in the middle could determine the outcome of the race. At supper in the fellowship hall, Rebecca Dozier sits with her husband, Sean, and two young daughters. She's decided to vote for Corker for one reason.
I feel like Corker best represents the values that I hold. So.
Talk to me a little bit about those values. What's important to you?
God is important. Faith. I stand for traditional marriage, man and a woman, the preservation of the family. And I just feel like Corker holds those values more true than Harold Ford. So I intend to vote for him.
One of the things that Harold Ford has been campaigning on is sort of his religious background, growing up in a church. He says he believes marriage should be between a man and a woman.
Right.
Has he not convinced you on those traditional values?
No, I don't think so. I know that he will vote with the Democrats and the likes of Ted Kennedy and Hillary Clinton, and I feel like he will go with them.
That party label could be Ford's biggest obstacle, if this crowd is any indication. Few voters here identified with the National Democratic Party. One exception was retiree Horace Smith, the self-described yellow dog.
If you look at the Republicans, they lie, they have no values. Tom DeLay, look at him. The whole group, they don't have, they say they're Christians, and that I'm not a Christian, and I don't like that. I believe I'm a Christian as much or more than they are.
The supper ends with a prayer.
Bless us in Jesus' name. Amen.
And without many voters bringing up the war in Iraq. So I posed the question to a group of middle-aged women who lingered after the meal. Cindy Herring spoke up first.
In a lot of these battleground states where there's really tight races, the deciding factor for a lot of voters seems to be the war in Iraq. Is that something that you all think about when you're going to vote in this Senate race?
I guess my biggest thing is to making sure that they're going to support the president and not make ridiculous comments like the senator did about school, and if you didn't go to school and get educated, then you'll end up in Iraq.
You're that talking just, about what John Kerry
John
said
Kerry.
This week.
Mm-hmm. You know, we need to be behind the president and the boys and the girls, because we've had children, you know, in our church that have been there. And I take it personal because I know the faces of the people that are over there, and it bothers me.
Across the table, Julia Dodd nods in agreement. She's one of the few undecided voters we've met at College Hills Church of Christ, and she feels the weight of the nation watching as she struggles with her decision.
Well, I've done some research and do tick marks and pray about it and, you know, and cast my vote and do what I can.